Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick, and this is my co-host, Jenna. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
So today's topic is self-esteem, and we are super excited because we are going to have a call in from Dr. Simone, a self-esteem doctor, on our show.
So excited for that. She's going to be calling in virtually. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about self-esteem and how it relates to weight loss.
Okay. Well, I think the best way to start that is to say, think about yourself. When you were doing great and you were losing weight, how is your self-esteem? How is your self-confidence? You know, it's up there. You feel great. When you're not doing the right thing, your self-esteem drops.
Right.
So right away, you know, with weight loss, it's how you make it makes you feel. It's not just about the number on the scale. It's not just about the size of your pants.
Totally.
It's really eating healthy and loving that feeling. And that's what creates the self-esteem. When you feel good about yourself, your body, internally, externally, that is really what matters. And that's what raises self-esteem. But at the same time, it's also what drops it.
Totally.
When you're not doing the right thing.
Exactly. And you have two tips to give viewers on how to have and keep self-confidence and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So I know one we were talking about is confidence in eating, but also confidence in being on program.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, when you're, again, when you're doing the right thing and you're on program, you know, you feel good. And that's going to give you self-confidence. It's going to raise your self-esteem. And think about it. When you don't do the right thing, it's not just that you're losing your self-esteem and your confidence because you don't feel good about yourself. But then you're like, oh, I can't do this. You know, I tried, but I can't do it.
Right.
You know, and then you start that negative talk and that just starts snowballing, you know. So, you know, when you can do the right thing and you feel good and you constantly keep trying, even if you're not perfect, you know, we have clients all the time that have hiccups. You know, you don't always do the right thing, but you know, you have a hiccup, you get back up.
You got to get right back on.
Off, exactly. And you keep moving. And that is, I think, the most successful people in the world do that. They fall, they get up, and they keep going, you know?
Yeah.
So that there's no difference to weight loss. And that's what's going to help your confidence because you're going to keep learning that, okay, I fell, I didn't do great, I fell off my path, but I got right back on. And that's going to give you the self-confidence that you can keep going. You can keep doing it, you know?
Well, that's a great, great tip. And another thing is being on a routine.
Yes.
It's awesome, too.
That is my favorite because I'm such a routine person.
Me, too. I wake up, I'm like, this is what I'm going to do today, and I have the same routine every day.
Every day. I do the same thing.
I
know
I love
when
that.
I'm going to run. I know what I'm eating. I know when I'm going to work. I know when I'm, you know, doing when I get home from work. The kids, the family, everything. You know, I think it's so important that, you know, when you have a routine in your life, that's what gets you used to doing the right things over and over and over again. And when I say doing the right things, it's different for everyone. But, you know, you have to do what makes you happy, what makes you feel good. And then when you do that continuously every single day, that's going to help your self-esteem because that's what's going to make you feel great. You know, like one of my sons, he goes to the gym. Actually, two of my sons go to the gym every day. And, you know, that makes them, it's
makes
a routine
them happy.
For them. It makes them feel good. They know what they're doing. And because you're doing that one thing, that is going to make you eat clean.
I think
it's
so too.
Keep you on program because you know, like, I don't want to just go to the gym. I want to be eating healthy. So when I go to the gym, that helps me. You know?
I love
and
it.
And that routine really does help that self confidence.
I love a routine.
The exercise alone is key for self confidence and self esteem.
Self esteem. So you know what? I think it's time for our guest to come in,
how
Dr. Simone.
Yay!
Yay!
Hi, Dr. Simone.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks for joining our show.
I'm amazing.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. And I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the self-esteem doctor, Simone Alicia, and I love to work with kids, teens, and families, and actually all kinds of adults and everyone about the power of self-esteem and what it is and how to raise it. So that's pretty much all about me, is all about self-esteem work.
Love that. What a great life topic, everything.
It totally
Thank
is.
Thank you. Yes, I love it.
Yeah. So can you first define what you think self-esteem is?
For sure. I love to define self-esteem as the way that we are thinking and feeling about ourselves. For me, that definition just gives us some power because I can take charge of the way that I'm thinking. I can take charge of the way that I'm feeling. And it just gives me this sense of control in taking my self-esteem to the level that I want it to be. So for sure, I've made it a jingle. The way I think and feel about myself, that is what self-esteem is. And I hope it gets stuck in our heads forever so we can remember our power in this journey of self-esteem for sure.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. Unbelievable. So let me ask you, how do you know if you have low self-esteem? Like, you know, is it something we're aware of? What are the signs?
I definitely say that we should focus in on two major things, our language and our behavior. So if your language is really negative, if it's very self-depreciating, if it's a lot of I can'ts and you know, this will never work out, or just really negative and almost in a hopeless type of a tone that you take when you describe life or you describe yourself, that's one signal that can tell you, hey, maybe I've got to look into what's going on with my self-esteem. And another way is how we are behaving. You can get to see in our outcomes and how we are acting and behaving and approaching certain things to see that what our self-esteem really is. If I'm very scared about everything I'm about to approach, if I'm very hesitant, if I stop myself from progressing, you can just see in the behaviors that if our self-esteem is where it should be or if it's struggling a little bit. And of course, I could probably throw in a bonus one there and say how we feel. That sense of feeling is a really good indicator to say, well, am I feeling good about who I am? Am I feeling good about my life and my abilities and my potential? Or am I feeling defeated or everything on the negative side? Those are really great mile markers for you to say, what's my self-esteem doing over here?
Yeah,
I love that. And it makes me think of my clients. And I'm going to ask you this question. You know, when you say, like, I can do this, positive talk. So a lot of times when a client comes to me and I'm putting them on a weight loss program, obviously, we know how hard that is, right? But they'll say, like, I hope I can do it. And I'm like, no, you can do it. You absolutely can do this. You have to think that way. That's what you're talking about, right? Going into something that you definitely 100% can do this.
Absolutely. If you can change that self-talk, and if it impacts the way you're thinking, it impacts the way you're feeling, it impacts the chemicals that release in your body, it impacts the sense of hopefulness, the knowingness, the certainty, the motivation. It's just really remarkable what that positive mindset can do for the outcome on a weight loss journey, for example. And I don't think we really realize it so much. Mm-hmm. So we use our words carelessly and throw them around, but it's really important for us to realize that that language that you're talking about is a really big part of success.
I love that. I can't wait to say, you have to watch this, okay? Because you're going to go into
this
a whole different way.
It's
love
super
that.
Awesome. Yeah. Josephine, do you ever see a difference between the clients that go into something with that, the positive self-talk? Is there a difference really with that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. They go into it, you know, feeling like they just can't wait to achieve it versus when they're negative and they're saying, hey, you know, I hope I can do this, because that first week, I think just being on is so much harder for them.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And I think if you think of it kind of like having blindfolds on, you know, if you are saying to yourself, I'm going to try to do this weight loss thing that I don't really see the end for. I don't know how it's going to, I just, question mark, you're kind of going to go forward in a very trepidatious way. You're kind of like not putting all of it in and not really feeling it. But if you can say to yourself, like, I've got this, and you see the light at the end of the tunnel and you can visualize and just almost taste the victory that's coming for you, the way you attack those goals, the way you flow with those milestones and do the things you're supposed to do, I mean, it's totally different. It becomes a more beautiful experience rather than a tedious one. And it's a really important part of the big picture for sure. And I love that you tell your clients that.
I love I love that you say that because it's true. And you touched on the I think we even spoke about it in our last podcast was visualize it. Visualize you achieving being amazing, the person that you want to be.
Absolutely. And I think that we don't really realize what it does for the brain. It's not just like, oh, sit around and visualize, you know, and it's like, okay, what is this hocus pocus? No, it really tells your brain like, this is almost like a memory now. You know what I mean? When you see this vision, your brain's like, oh, have we done this before? We've lost the weight before. Okay, so then I can do this. You know, it's really another step in the confidence building process because you literally say to your brain, hey, you see this picture? We got this. Let's go. And it becomes a part of that goal achieving process. Absolutely. Mm.
Love that.
I love how she related it to confidence too, because self-confidence directly relates to weight loss and feeling good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like confidence, I touched on it in the last podcast we did. It's like a mantra to me, like having the self-confidence and the self-esteem to keep going.
It's everything.
Yeah.
They all tie in together.
It all relates. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Simone touched on that. Now I'm going to ask you, Dr. Simone, you have the mind, body, and spirit approach. Can you tell us about how that can relate to this topic?
Oh, for sure. I just feel that we really need to start to intertwine and integrate and realize that we are one big entity of mind, body, and soul. And when we can, or in spirit, I kind of use those words interchangeably, but when we can use all of those elements together, we can see results like we haven't even really understood. So let's break it down one by one. If you look at the spiritual angle, right, if you believe there's a higher self or a higher being, something that's a higher power that you can lean on, this understanding of personal value and your self-worth and your belief in your deservingness and your faith that you can achieve big things, that's a really big component in progressing not only in self-esteem, but in any goal, weight loss goals, professional goals, personal goals. So if you can add that spiritual element in, or that, you know, soul element, that there is a higher part of you that you can access and believe in the worth and value you have to make this goal. Yes, you're worth it. You're worth it. It's worth it for you to feel good. It's worth it for you to get to your ideal weight and feel healthy and strong, right? And then we go integrating the mind part of it. And with the mind, we're talking about those feelings and those emotions, and the mind that affects the body because we are releasing these positive chemicals, this chemical flow, this chemical signature, as they call it. And it affects the way that we feel, that joy, that motivation, that go-get-it-ness, you know? So the mind is integrated there. And then the body comes in, not only with the chemical factory and making, but your body is taking commands from the mind. Like, I can do this. And your body is like, all right, then let's do it, right? So you want to show the body love. You want to carry your body in a certain way, hold that posture, take those deep breaths, expand the lungs, really just involve that mind, body, spirit approach. And treat your body like an actual living thing that you care about, right? And when you care about something, you treat it a certain way and you address it a certain way, and it shows. I think the results when you integrate all of those things is a really powerful approach. You're not fighting. You're not just willpowering and muscling through. You're actually allowing and flowing through with greater ease and allowing yourself to experience something really wonderful that you actually know you deserve.
That's awesome.
That's so powerful. That was just beautiful. I got chills, honestly.
Me too.
I was so like in tune listening to you. I'm like, wow, I love everything. It's so amazing. What would you say? Now I'm listening to you and I'm like, and I couldn't help think, I'm like, I wonder if she meditates. Like, how do you create this self-esteem? Like, I know you tell yourself, obviously, do you incorporate meditation? Is it something that you wake up every day and have like mantras that you say? What's the best way for people to go into this, to, you know, start to do this for themselves, to raise their self-esteem?
I love that question. The first word that comes to mind for me is routine. And
you just said this. She said this in the last podcast.
Yeah, I love it because we're on the same page. Like, this is so good.
It's that connection. You just know it.
Absolutely, because integrating routine and making self-esteem building a part of your lifestyle rather than just a one-off thing that you do here or there. And then to more directly answer your question, yes, my routine involves meditation. My routine involves journaling. My routine involves all types of things that immerse myself with constant, steady, consistent reminders about my power, my being, my deservingness, my interconnectedness with others, the compassion that I owe to myself and that I owe to others. It really is a routine, and it really needs to become a lifestyle. So I definitely meditate, and that can be centering my mind and just kind of allowing inspiration in. That can be a guided meditation, just kind of pumping me with, you know, I can do this. I'm amazing. I deserve. It can be reminders that the future is great and I am guided and I'm not alone. So there are lots of different ways that I utilize meditation. And I also incorporate my journaling to express myself and to build and create and tie that into visualization, right? It's just a big, beautiful map to success. And when you make that a part of your rituals, your routines, and your daily practice, it's a lifestyle. And then it becomes more natural. And you can feel when you're off. Rather than just being on once in a while, you're able to feel, wait, I'm off something. Let me go get that meditation back up. Let me grab that journal. You know, I need some of these tools. And I think that's so important. And it's very important. And I'm very passionate about providing those tools, not only to our fellow adults and women and men, but also to our children. So they can develop these routines really, really early.
I love that. I love that. I love the idea of like a child growing up and instead of being off and wanting to be on, knowing like you're on all the time that you realize when you're off. That is amazing. I mean, that's great for adults, but for a child to grow up like that, knowing it that early, that's amazing. That's life changing.
It is. To be surrounded by that is it's really great.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. I mean, everyone should follow you because you have just... The most amazing. I love her, everything, how she talks, she talks about it. You're so powerful.
Because she has the tools and the self-esteem.
Because you believe it. That's what it is. When you believe what you're saying, it just comes out so naturally.
It does.
And that means everything.
And it directly relates to everything that we're doing.
I keep losing my earpiece. But,
oh, no problem. But it all directly relates. I just love how everything ties together and how it can relate to her clients, to your clients, to everyone that wants to live healthier and feel great about themselves. Mm-hmm. This podcast can be life-changing. Yeah. It is life-changing.
And teaching their children. Yeah. I mean, right? You learn what you live.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah,
well,
so thank you
so much. What an experience for us. We're so happy that we were able to have you on the show and to share everything
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Amazing tools, amazing tips. Thank you so much, Dr. Simone. It was really great to have you.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. That was absolutely amazing. I mean, like,
I had chills everywhere.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
unbelievable. And I'm sure our viewers, I hope you tune into her. She's unbelievable, so powerful.
Yeah.
Makes you feel so good just even speaking to her, right?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone should check her out. She is just the most positive light, like, ever.
Amazing.
And she reminds me a lot of you and everything that you have and you tell your clients.
You're so sweet, yes.
It's really great how everything came together. But that is all for today.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you want to keep watching us, we will be on every Wednesday, our podcast, Love to Live Healthy. And you can send in your questions to innovationweightlossmedia@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest on our show, we are taking inquiries. So definitely reach out to us. You can follow us on Instagram at innovationweightloss. Check out our website, innovationweightloss.com. And you can shop our store. We have a full meal and snack store in Woodbury.
So delicious.
Yep, you don't have to be a client.
No.
You could just come in. And we're also shipping nationwide. We have weight loss programs if you want to work one-on-one with Josephine.
7 days a week. We're also opening in East Hampton this spring, which
we're
super excited about.
Oh, my gosh.
Spreading the health.
We're spreading the health out east. Mm-hmm. All the positivity, all the wellness out east. We're in Woodbury. And if you want to reach out to Josephine, definitely reach out. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we wish you a great week.
Yes. Have the best healthy, happy week.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.